Paralia, paralia. Oh, Amalia, Betalia, your first day of work. And I can't be here, but I made a list for you. You do just what the list says, said Mrs. Rogers. Mrs. Rogers got into the car, but Mr. Rogers, they drove away. My! What's next, Forbes? I'm going to like working here, said Amalia Bedelia. Amalia Bedelia went inside. Such a grand house. These must be rich Forbes. But I must get to work. Here I stand, just looking. And me was a whole list of things to do. Amalia Bedelia stood there a minute longer. I think I will make a surprise for them. I will make lemon meringue pie. I do make good pies. So Amalia Bedelia went into the kitchen. She put a dough of this and a pinch of that into a bowl. She mixed and she rolled. Soon her pie was ready to go into the oven. There, said Amalia Bedelia, that's done. Now let's see what this list says. Amalia Bedelia read. Amalia Bedelia found the green bathroom. Those towels are very nice. Why change them? She thought. Then Amalia Bedelia remembered when Mrs. Rogers had said she must do what the list told her. Well, all right, said Amalia Bedelia. Amalia Bedelia got some scissors. She snipped a little here and a little there. And she changed those towels. I never changed the towels. There's there, said Amalia Bedelia. She looked at her list again. Did you ever hear tell of such a silly thing? At my house, we undress the furniture, but to each his own way. Amalia Bedelia took one last look at the bathroom. She saw a big box with the words dusting powder on it. Well, look at that. A special powder to dust with, explained it. Amalia Bedelia. So Amalia Bedelia dust the furniture. That should be dusty enough. My, how nice it smells. Whoa, love that pot of dust. Read, Amalia Bedelia. She looked up. The sun was coming in. Amalia Bedelia looked at the list again. Draw the drops. That's what it says. I'm not much of a hand at drawing, but I'll try. So Amalia Bedelia sat right down and she drew those drops. and Malia Badalia marked off about the traps. Now what? And Malia Badalia thought about this a minute. She switched off the lights. Then she carefully unscrewed each bulb. And Emily and Bedelia put the lights out. So those things need to be aired out too. Just like pillows and babies. Oh, I do have a lot to learn.
My pie!
Explained Amalia Badalia. She hurried to the kitchen. Just ripped, she said. She took the pie out of the oven and put it on the table to cool. Then she looked at the list. That's next, she said. Amalia Badalia found two cups. She filled them with rice. And Amalia Badalia measured that rice. Amalia Badalia laughed. These forks do want me to do funny things. Then she poured the rice back into the container. When the meat arrived, Amalia Badalia opened the bag. She looked at the steak. Steak. Yes. She was quiet for a long time. Yes, she said. That will do nicely. Amalia Badalia got some lace and bits of ribbon. And Amalia Badalia turned the fat before she put the steak in the icebox. Now I must dress the chicken. I wonder if she wants a he chicken or a she chicken, said Amalia Badalia. Amalia Badalia went right to work. Soon the chicken was finished. Amalia Badalia heard the door open. The forks are back. Folks are back, she said. She rushed out to meet them. Amalia Badalia, why are all the light bulbs outside? Asked Mr. Rogers. The list just said to put the lights out, said Amalia Badalia. It didn't say to bring them back in. I do hope they didn't get aired too long. Amalia Badalia. The sun will fade the furniture. I asked you to draw the drafts, said Mrs. Rogers.
I did.
See? Said Amelia Vidalia. She held up her picture. Then Mrs. Rogers saw the furniture. "The furniture?" she cried. "Did I stuff it well enough?" asked Amelia Vidalia. "That's such nice dusting power." Mr. Rogers went to wash his hands. I said, he called. "These are really unusual towels." Said Mrs. Rogers, dashed it into the bathroom. "Oh, my best towels," she said. "Didn't I change them enough?" asked Amelia Vidalia. Mrs. Rogers went to the kitchen. "I will cook the dinner. Where is the rice? I asked you to measure. A cook is back in the container, but I remember it measured 4.5 inches, said Amelia Vidalia. "Was the meat delivered?" asked Mrs. Rogers. "Yes," said Amelia Vidalia. "I trimmed the fat just like you," said. "It does look nice." Mrs. Rogers rushed to the icebox. She opened it. "Lace? Ribbons? Oh dear," said Mrs. Rogers. "The chicken? You dressed the chicken?" asked Mrs. Rogers. "Yes, and I found the nice box to put him in," said Amelia Vidalia. Box, exclaimed Mrs. Rogers. Mrs. Rogers hurried over to the box. She lifted the lid. There lay the chicken, and he was just as dressed as he could be. Mrs. Rogers was angry. She was very angry. She opened her mouth. Mrs. Rogers meant to tell Amelia Vidalia she was afraid. She was fired. But before she could get to get the words out. Mr. Rogers put something in her mouth. It was so good. Mrs. Rogers forgot about being angry. Lemon made pie, she excited. I made it to surprise you. And Elia buttered Leah happily, so right. Then and there, Mr. and Mrs. Rogers decided that Amelia Buttelia must say, and so she did. Mrs. Rogers learns to say, undust the furniture and light the lights, close the drapes and things like that. Mr. Rogers didn't care if Amelia Buttelia drained all of his steaks with lace. All he cared about was having space to make lemon meringue pie. The end.